You'll hear people commonly say, they go, that like some uncle or auntie meeting someone who's younger, they say, you know, as someone's growing up, they go, I remember when you were, or even parents will say it, I remember when you were just a twinkle in your father's eye. That's the expression. I don't know how well it translates, but they say that. And this I find very interesting, because we're saying Mahavishnu glanced at like a twinkle in Mahavishnu's eye, if you want to say. So this is, we understand this intuitively without getting too clinical about it. Where is the origin of all of us was in the twinkle of an eye and between a mother and a father. They looked at each other, and then there was impregnation and birth. How perfect is that? It's right in the Brahma Sanhita, saying the same thing. Vishnu looked at Maya, one thing led to another, and all these living beings were born. But rather that we'll think, what's the word, disparagingly, toward Mahavishnu, his eyes are half closed, lying in yoga nidra. The glance personifies the Shambhu. See, Shiva, he's the one who can do all of this interim, intermediate work between the spiritual world and the material. Shiva is in that unique position. And sometimes has to do things that he expresses he's not entirely happy about. Like when he preaches Mayavad philosophy, Mayavad as Shankaracharya, and is deluding people. So what kind of service is this? My job is to delude people? So sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj would say one of the things he's noted for is his spiritual common sense. So if you faithfully hear these descriptions, you'll see at a certain point what sounded very mystical, abstract, inconceivable starts mirroring common sense. And that makes it all the more believable, accessible, and charming. The glance of Mahavishnu. Right. And we say, oh, like in this world, it starts with the glance. How beautiful. It's poetic even. Hare Krishna.